broadcast system in Baltimore, Maryland. Thank God for y'all tuning in with us tonight. Amen. This time we're going to go in our opening prayer and also our opening scripture, which will be led by Mother Linda Diggs at this time.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for right now. We thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for another day that wasn't promised unto us. Thank you for thy goodness and thy mercy. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you look on us with compassion. Look on us with a pitiful eye. Have mercy upon our soul. We know you're able, and we know you have the power. We pray, God, that you heal the sick, get deliverance to the bound. Set the captives free. Lift up the bowed down head to the oppressed. Be a way maker and a burden bearer. In the name of Jesus, keep our heart and mind ever stayed on thee. Save souls, Lord, heal and deliver. Be a friend to the friendless, and Lord, give hope to the hopeless. We know you're able, and Lord, we're depending on you, and we trust in you. But we know, Lord, that you're God that can do all things. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless in this revival. Send our word tonight, send our anointing. Speak to our hearts and speak to our mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just speak of the hour. Send our word tonight, Lord. We know you're able and we know you have the power. Anoint him and re-anoint him, Lord. Keep us, Lord, as the center of thy will. Let thy eternal will be done. Save souls, Lord. Heal and deliver. Lord, we thank you for right now. We thank you for all things. Thank you for what you've already done and what you're yet to do, knowing there's no limit to what you are able and capable of doing. Once again, we thank you for right now. We thank you for all things. Asking these all blessings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We bless you, Lord, for blessing us. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the opening prayer. We thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. Thanking God for his many acts and kindness and mercy that he's shown to us. So this time we're going to read our opening scripture. Amen. We'll be reading from the book of Psalms. Amen. The 90th chapter of the book of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. It says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. But we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. Yet in thy strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the 90th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Once again, we just thank God for all things. This time is service back in hand of Deacon Roger. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opening scripture and over the prayer coming by Mother Linda Diggs at this time. At this time, we have our testimony of victory. Amen. I'd like to give you a brief testimony of victory, how God came into my life. Amen. Just thank God how he saved me, filled with the Holy Ghost. Just thank God all the things that he done in my life. Amen. Just the doctor discovered, amen, that I was going blind. Amen. He told me that I had to get this taken care of immediately because if I don't, I'll be going blind in my left eye. I had a detached retina surgery. Amen. And God began to meet me in the operating room and restore my eyesight. And I just thank God for it. Amen. Because I was going blind in my eyesight. Didn't even realize it. Amen. But God knew. Amen. So he restored my eyesight. Thank God for him. Amen. Also, a couple of years after that, amen, I was on my way home from work. Amen. Had a excruciation pain down by my neck. The blood at rest from my brain down to my neck. They had to rush me to the hospital and shot. They had to AVAC me. And I was in the hospital for a couple of days. Amen. And the doctor gave me the final results. Amen. Before he released me, he told me, he said, it's a good thing, amen, that blood from my brain had came down to my neck because if we would have stayed up there, I would have died. Amen. So I'm saying here, saints, I'm a living testimony, amen, because according to man, according to the doctor, I should have been dead 2 years ago. But God said not so, amen. He hit, God made the final decision, amen, to sustain the hands of death. So I just thank God, amen, for the wonderful things he's done in my life. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. He had 10,000 tongues, amen. I wouldn't have enough tongues to worship him and give him glory and honor, which is due unto him. But God is good. He's been good to me down through the years, amen. I just thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his amazing grace. I just thank God for his miracle, amen. The other things he's done in my life, amen, but times has been for a prolonged time, amen, but God has been good to me. So I want to share this testimony, amen, to ones out there that never heard this testimony before, that God is a healer, both body and soul. I encourage the saints, amen, those who listen on the airline, amen, to stay encouraged. Whatever you're going through, your body, your sickness, aches and pains, God is able to deliver, amen. God is able to heal both body and soul, amen. Just thank God, amen, for all things. As the church continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. This time, thank God for our testimony of victory. Amen. This time, we're going to have two selections at this time. Amen. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. This time, we're going to have our first selection coming by Aaliyah McCray at this time.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are
the recording has started.
Working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Muted.
Is who you are. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that one selection from by Aaliyah McCray. Lord, I worship you. Amen. And this time we have our final selection by Sister Jackie Huff at this time.
In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. There is no other place than I'd rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with Him. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. There is no other place than I'd rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with Him. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in God's presence. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in God's presence. I find peace here. I find joy here. All I need is here in God's presence. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. There is no other place than I'd rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with Him. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in God's presence. I find peace here. I find joy here. All I need is here in God's presence. I find peace here. I find joy here. All I need is here in God's presence. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. There is no other place than I'd rather be. There is no other place that I'd rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with Him.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that one section from by Sister Jackie Huff. Amen. We thank everything that's going up for the Lord. Amen. This time we have a word of God, which is best is yet to come. This is the word of God coming from the pastor of New Hope Temple Church of God, Hammond, North Carolina. I present to you Pastor Robert Huff. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is a blessing. It's a Friday night. We come
amen.
Out at a great time. Amen.
All right.
Amen. We come out a wonderful time. I just want to ask a question. Is this a Pat on the line? Patty Jones. Vegas Patty?
Yes.
Patty on the line. Can you say just a portion of a song that it's standing on the promise of God, if you don't mind? Just a little bit up.
Thanks, Sister Patty. Stand on the promise, Christ, my King. For eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. I am standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, I am standing. Oh, I'm standing on promises of my God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. That's what we got to do. Stand on God's promises.
Amen.
At this time, I do give honor to the Spirit of God. Amen. To the Northern District President. Amen. Pastor Richard Jackson. Amen. To Southern District Overseer Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. To my wife and to the saints of God. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. Amen. I'm not going to say we ain't going to be for you long, but we're not playing on it. Amen. The scripture we want to go to is to the song that Sister Patty sung. It's taken from the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter. I ask you to pray with me. Amen. The enemy, he's a liar. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture taken from the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Here, amen, Paul was talking to the church, amen, Galatians, many times we say amen, about was talking about, amen, standing fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free. And we listen to that scripture, Christ is the one that gave us this freedom. Amen. We ain't always had this freedom. Church, we were bounded by the prince of the air. Satan is known as the prince of the air. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, amen, that we walk to the course of this world, amen, have our conversation in this world, amen. We did things that, amen, because, amen, of the flesh. But later, amen, the scripture on down, he said, but now we are the people of God. Amen. We didn't deserve, amen, this liberty. But Christ's love of so great, amen, he gave us this liberty. Amen. The Bible said that in John, amen, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Somebody began to listen to the word of God and apply it unto the hearts, amen, of themselves, amen, and start trusting the word of God. Now, the Bible says, now faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Amen. Anybody, amen, to the night that want to be free, that are bound, amen, the word of God got the power to set you free. Amen. I will talk about, amen, standing together, standing on the promises of God. Amen. When you think about standing, you're talking about having a main right position. It's supported by your feet. Amen. Together. What you think about together? Within proximity with one another, a person or people with standing in unity. Amen. Where there is unity, there is strength. Amen. I think about when the scripture said in the book of Psalms 133:1. Amen. The psalmist said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brother to dwell together in unity. When brothers, amen, sisters and brothers, when we as the people of God, when we unite our forces, when we stand together for one purpose, one goal, amen, we keep the enemy out if we learn, amen, to unite our forces together. Because the Bible said that he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He come to separate us. To separate what? Our love, our drive. He want to take that away from us. Amen. He's trying to separate us. As a people, the enemy will try to separate us. Amen. Could separate our home, our family, our love for one another. Amen. But the Bible let us know that there is no good things that lie. Paul said, there is no good things which lie in the flesh. Amen. Many times, amen, people, amen, let their emotion, their feelings, amen, to separate them. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. We cannot let our emotion change. Our feelings can change. But we cannot let that separate us from one another. Amen. Praise our God. That's the enemy's job. Amen. But we work together. We get strength one to another. When we stand together, amen, in unity. One scripture said, 125 Psalms said, amen, those that trust in the Lord, amen, will be like Mount Zion. When your faith and your trust is in God, you're not going to be easy to move. Amen. You're not going to give up easy. Amen. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent were taken by force. You got to take it by force. Don't let the enemy, amen, to separate us from one another. Yes, we're in a pandemic, amen. These, amen, is happening in the world, amen. But let me tell you, this pandemic will cause us to draw closer or it's going to push us further apart. I'm talking about the church. But Isaiah said in the scripture, amen, the book of Isaiah said, 1:18, he said, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. Isaiah was telling us, amen, let us, amen, come and reason together. God did not, amen, want to condemn us or to destroy us. But God wants the blessing, the best for our life. Even in the scripture, some have, amen, turned. But God said, come on back, amen, to let us reason together. The same way, amen, with the prodigal son. He went away. He done something. He got in trouble. He got in trouble with God. But, amen, he made up in his mind. He said, I am going to rise and go back home. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Let us come together in unity. Amen. We're more powerful when we're standing together. Instead, we're standing apart. Because the Bible said that God himself, that he had no respect of person. God don't love one more than he loved the other. I'm reminded, amen, when Moses, they were down, the children of Israel, when they were down, glory be to God, down there in Egypt, amen, they was in bondage under Pharaoh. Glory be to God. But while they were down there, amen, somebody began to pray, amen. Glory be to God. God sent a messenger down there. Amen. He told the people, told Pharaoh to let my people go that they may worship me. Glory be to God. But when they got out there, God had brought them out. Some of them started murmuring and complaining. Glory be to God. Said, wish I would stay down in Egypt unless we had a burying ground. Glory be to God. But look, the many times what God do for us, we yet still stand around and complain. But we always telling God, thank you. We ought to thank him for what he already done. We ought to thank him for what he going to do. After he brought the children of Israel out, after he blessed them across the Red Sea, glory be to God, they begin to come together and to sing and praises. That's what, church, we got to stand on the promises of God. We got to stand together in unity. Don't be separated one another. Love one another. Amen. Treat one another right. Glory be to God. The scripture let us know in Ecclesiastes. He said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. When amen, individual work together by yourself. The Bible said, the word of God, two are better than one. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Two are better than one. And three are better than two. When we stand together, church, amen, is no one right all the time. Glory be to God. Unless you on an island by yourself, then you write all the time. But let me tell you here, Isaiah said, come on, let's reason together. Glory be to God. Let's come together. Let's work together. That was part, amen, Moses told the people in Exodus. Moses said unto the people, said, fear not, and told them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory be to God. And that's what we got to do. Amen. Stand still. Stand, amen, on the word of God. Stand on the promise of God. We ain't got time to be standing out at no marketplace. God wants us to work, amen. Many times when trouble comes, amen, because people, they're standing idle. They're not working. Glory be to God. When you're not working, when you're not laboring, the devil will try to use you. He will try to use you to start a whole bunch of stuff. Glory be to God. But what was your labor? You working. You ain't got time because you too tired for some type of foolishness. But the Bible tells us in the word of God, amen. It asked a question. Said, is Satan divided? He said, every kingdom that divide against itself, that cannot stand. Church, I'm here to let you know. He said, every kingdom that divide against itself. You think about a kingdom. You think about a country. Glory be to God. Amen. Not only the kingdom, but every household that divide against itself, it will not stand. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I heard on the other night when the preacher said, when amen, Jesus, when he told Peter, upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall tested. It did not say it won't try. Don't mean to say it won't separate you. But I'm here to let you know. But it will not win. The church's going on. The church's going to stand. Glory be to God. You can talk about me, say what you wanted. Well, that's all right. Amen. Payday's coming up a while. Glory be to God. Amen. Even say to him, no. For himself, if he separates, that he would not stand. Let me tell you, church, glory be to God. Some of you may not like it, but it's the truth. Sometimes the world itself, they can get together more so than the saints of God, because everybody want to be the head, want to be the God. But let me tell you something, if we learn with God the head, he the head of the church, he the head of the household, glory be to God. When he is the head, everything runs smooth. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. We ought to take something. Amen. The devil's not our friend, but you ought to take something out of the scripture. If the devil divides himself between himself, he will not stand. Glory be to God. It's time out. Running one another down. It's time out. Amen. To act more than you ought to. The Bible tells us when a man, glory be to God, should not think himself more highly than he ought to. He ought to think soberly. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking about standing together in the unity. There is strength. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells him Satan is a liar. He's been lying from the beginning. Don't you mess around and listen to everything that somebody tells you without the truth. Glory be to God. Amen. It's time to run, church. Slack not to rise. It's time to drive and go forward. Glory be to God. We're going through some things, but that's all right. At the end, I declare victory. What Paul said, amen. Thank God that giveth the victory through our Lord and Savior, his name Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. When you're standing on the promises, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to remember what God told you. Amen. When you stand, God's going to bless you. When Abraham stands, God told him that Father Abraham told him what to do. He followed the plan of God, and God blessed him. Amen. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Glory be to God. The blessing of the Lord is making rich and adding no sorrow. Glory be to God. Long as I stand, stand on the promises. Stand. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the Bible, the Bible said he lived 365 years. Glory be to God. And before he was taken by God, amen, the text says you don't walk with God. Glory be to God. What did it tell us to do? In 37:4, we delight ourselves in the Lord, that God will give us desire of our heart. And
oh, yeah.
Paul would have said, glory be to God. He said, I know that all things work for together for our God. And this liberty that I'm talking about is state of being free without, glory be to God, society without being oppressed, glory be to God, without being restricted, glory be to God. It's time to stop holding people back. Take the restriction off. Glory be to God. And let the people, and let them work. When God saved, let me tell you, he took the restriction off. Glory be to God. The Bible says, therefore, glory be to God, any man in Christ, amen, a new creature, but they don't. That is saying, amen, he comes. That set the captives, that set them free. We'll talk about you and I. We were bound on drugs, bound in alcohol, bound in our mind, controlled of the devil. Whatever the devil tell us to do, that's what we did. But God came, amen, sent his son down to 42 generations. Glory be to God. And Jesus said, I didn't come to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm here to encourage you to stand together. Don't talk about one another. Don't get high in the pulpit. Go off of one another. Put somebody down. You don't want them to do that to you. These are God's people. You can't say any and everything unto God's people. The Bible tells us not to be lords over God's inheritance. Somebody help me. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Go ahead. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. When God set you free, when God saved you, when
yes,
God
Lord.
Tell you what the Holy Ghost, he
thank you, Jesus.
To live right, to walk right. You ain't got to be in a church that know how to live. There ain't nobody got to come by your house that teach you how to live. Because, amen. One of these days, and it won't be long, there's a time, that got enough time, the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Oh, my God. I want to hear and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, but stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Abel said, how can two walk together unless they agree? You can't serve two masters. No. You can't serve two masters. Love
Amen.
One, gonna hate the other. You
yeah.
can't serve God in this world. You got to cut something loose. Oh,
Ooh.
My God. You got to cut it loose. Come together. Help one another. Encourage one another. Whatever you do for one, do it for the other. Don't have respect to person. No. God says when eight men, when we think he don't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stand together. I'm my people. Those that trust in the Lord, they're going to be like Mount Zion. Don't stand together in wrong. Stand for righteous. And the Bible speaks of those in the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira. They stand together, but they stand in wrong. When you stand wrong, it ain't going to last. It ain't, amen. It ain't going to last. Amen. The kingdom going to come now. When you stand in righteousness, amen. Bible tell us the righteous. Amen. Glory be to God. What it say about the sinners in judgment? Amen. He said, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor a sinner in the congregation of the righteous. That means that the righteous are going to stand. They're going to stand forever. What you doing may stand for a little while, but it ain't going to last. Amen. You want to stand on something that's going to last. And that what you're standing on is a sure foundation. That's Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. We're in a marriage with him. Amen. The bridegroom coming. Praise my strength in the Lord. God bless you, Pete.
Amen. Can we say praise the Lord? Thank God for his word. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his word. Thank you.
Amen. As the song said, God has spoken, let the church say amen. Amen. We praise God for the word of God. Beautiful, inspiring message to our own. Amen. Pastor Huff. Amen. He preached under the anointing and preached out of his soul, told us the truth. Amen. We got to strive to stand together. Amen. And as the word of God was going forth, amen. And I thought about the word of God, the scripture says, a house divided amongst itself cannot stand. Amen. So, amen. God don't want his people divided. He don't want us scattered abroad, but he wants us to stand together. Amen. And the only way we can stand together, amen, I'm reminded of what our later overseer apostle told us years ago as God had given it to him. We got to unite our forces, bind our forces together, and be with one accord. Amen. We're going to, amen, offer prayer this time. Amen. Ask you to, amen, humble your hearts, bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we humbly thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the messenger, God. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you for faith in your word. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray, continue to let your word take root, oh, Lord, in somebody's heart, somebody's mind. God, help us to adhere to your word. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on us tonight, one by one and name by name. Let sins be forgiven. Blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. We're trusting in you, Lord. We're leaning on you, God. Help us to stand together. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. You told us in your word, Lord, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free. Help us to stand fast, God, in the liberty, God, that you've given unto us. Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Continue to move with a sign and wonder. Continue to move by your spirit, Father. Let your power be revealed, God. Let your glory be made manifest. We know you're able, Lord. Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord, to see us on through, God. Hold our hands, Lord. Guide our feet, Father. Direct our path, Lord. Show us the way, God. Order our steps in your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able tonight, Lord. There's power in your name, Father. There's deliverance in your name. There's saving in your name, Lord. There's healing in your name, God. There's restoration in your name, Lord. Jesus, save the more, Lord. Save the unsaved, God. Save on this prayer line, Lord. Save, Lord, to the uttermost, God, in the name of Jesus. Convict the soul under repentance. Help somebody, Father, to fall on your mercy, God, and say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, sanctify us the more, God. Sanctify us, God. Through thy word, Lord, thy word is truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, elevate our minds, Lord, above the cares of this life, God. Fill and refill with the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Give us a double portion, Father, of your spirit, God. We know you're able tonight. Continue to bless throughout this anniversary, Bible. Continue to anoint every speaker, Father. Anoint your word, God. Let it take root in the hearts of your people. In the name of Jesus, help us hear what thus saith the Lord. We know you're evil, Father. Continue to look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to touch and strengthen his body evermore. Continue to anoint him to do thy will and to lead thy people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, if there's any sick among us tonight, any sick that may be on the line, Lord, send your healing virtue, Father. We declare and decree right now, healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And with your strength, we are healed. We know you're able, God. There's nothing too hard for you, Father. Have you torn away, Father. In the name of Jesus, continue to bind the works of darkness. Bind the works of the adversary. Destroy the works of the devil. Cast them out, send them back to the pit. In the name of Jesus, we know you're evil. Lord, we're trusting, looking, leaning, and we're depending on you to see us on through. Father, look on us one by one and name by name. Continue to strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Bear us up on every leaning side. In the name of Jesus, remember the bereaved families, one by one and name by name. Strengthen them, comfort their hearts in this time of need, in this hour of sorrow. We know you're evil, Father. Your grace is sufficient for thee. In the name of Jesus, have you torn away. Look on our leaders, one by one and name by name. Oh, God, continue to touch them, strengthen them, bless them, and keep them. Continue to anoint them, oh, God, to lead thy people and to do thy will. In the name of Jesus, have you turn away. Bless every listener on the line, Father. Oh, Lord, we know you're able. You know the blessing we stand in need of. Oh, Lord, make ways out of ways. Open up doors for your people. Provide evermore. Lord, we're trusting in you to see us on through. We thank you, Father, and we count it done right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll glorify thy name eternally. We'll forever give thy name the praise. And we ask these and all blessings of thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen and thank God. God bless you. Amen. Moderator.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the closing prayer coming by Pastor Mark Holes. Thank God for the word coming by Pastor. Let us stand on the promises of God. Amen. Very inspiring and encouraging message. Amen. It's time like to honor our leaders, Pastor Jackson, the president of the Christian Church of God Assembly, New Camden, New Jersey, and also Vice President Pastor Lewis Marshall. Amen. It's time we have remarks from them at this time.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Once again, we thank God for his unspeakable gift of love and for the word of God on tonight, standing on the promises of God. And this is what God wants us to do as a whole. Amen. Embrace his word and continue to go forward in these last and evil days. And amen. I've been, amen, strengthened and encouraged tonight through the word of God. Amen. This is what the Lord wants. He wants a people that's going to go forth and labor, amen, until that day is done. Amen. Even to whatsoever our hands find to do, do it with all of our might unto the Lord. So we're grateful. Once again, thank God for his word tonight coming from Elder Huff. We encourage our dear elder, amen, keep preaching the word of God. Amen. One thing about it, the Bible tells us there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than 99 just that don't need no repentance. So that's why we have to keep preaching the word, for we never know who the word reach out and touch and convict unto repentance. So we say unto the elder tonight and to all the speakers and ministers, amen, let us keep doing what the Lord has given us to do, amen, standing on the promises of God. God bless you. Pray. I strengthen the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you and your. Amen. We thank God once more for this 50th church anniversary revival. Amen. We thank God for all the elders, families, deacons, mothers of Zion, everybody that's on this line listening to this service. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for the speaker, Ella Huff. Amen. Standing on the promise of God. And so stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Sure, we don't want to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We used to live in the world, living in sins, amen, doing everything that was not pleasing in the sight of God, but Christ come and made us free from that bondage, amen. We got to maintain our spiritual freedom in Christ. This is what Paul was telling the Galatians, to maintain this spiritual, amen, freedom. This is what we have to
amen.
Do. Amen. We thank God tonight for Ella Huff. I want to say to him, keep preaching the word of God. I enjoy the word of God tonight. Amen. Thank God for you and your wife and family. We thank God for everyone that listened to this service by way of telephone. God bless you all. Now, back into the morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the remarks coming from our President, Pastor Jackson, our Vice President, Pastor Marshall. Amen. At this time, is there any announcements?
Scheduled to be back on tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And also Sunday, our climaxing services of this beautiful 58th anniversary revival. And also I wanted to make mention of True Holiness Temple scheduled to have their 37th church anniversary revival on the fourth Sunday of this month. I believe it's the 22nd, if it be the Lord's will. And let's continue to pray for them, and let's pray for all those that are on our prayer list.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the announcement coming by Sister Lisa. Amen. This time we're going to turn the service hand of Pastor Huff for last saying in this message. God bless you.
And thank God for the leaders. Thank God for the word of God. Also, just thank God for the mothers. Amen. Mother Tyler, Mother Marcia. Amen. Northern Mother and the Southern District Mother. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for this opportunity to speak on the word. Amen. Let's continue to pray for one another. Amen. Amen. We stand on the promise of God. We will not fall because the promise of God will not fail. Amen.
Amen.
It's not going to fail. Amen. This time, amen, let's close out. Thank God for your patience. Amen. This time, bow our head. May the once risen, crucified, ascended Savior, henceforth, amen, forevermore. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 This session is no longer being recorded.
That's everybody.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless
you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank God for the word.
Unmuted.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Good.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless y'all.
God bless everybody.
God bless you too.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm going to get off here. Amen. This line is now on hold.
Oh,
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for our 58th annual church anniversary revival. Praise be to God. Thank God for the beautiful word coming through Pastor Huff. And I could say of a truth that he preached under the anointing of God. He told us the truth. Amen. And that was a very encouraging and uplifting word of God. Thank God for the whole service. It was very beautiful. The Lord really did bless us. Praise be to God. And you've been listening to our church service. And I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. Praise the Lord. For the benefit of those of you who may be dialing in for the first time, normally it is our regular show, the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio show, and we are so glad that you tuned in tonight. And at this time, I would like to give some announcements, but I have my daughter on the line with me, Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord.
And I would like to ask her, do you have those announcements ready, daughter? Or would
yes.
you like to them? Okay, go ahead, please.
Amen. Here we go. So, like, you know, Vince Hameen was saying, thank you all for tuning in. We just, if you want to, any message that we've preached before, or if you want a copy of tonight's message, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice Title I School. You can also email us at prayerworksministry100, that's the number 100, at gmail.com. And tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice Title I School. Let's just remember to pray for the bereaved Edmund family, for the bereaved Marshall family, the bereaved Calloway and Potts family. Also added to the prayer list are Charisma Bishop, Mariah, and Deja Thomas. If you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line, and the number is 978-998-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, just type in Elder Barry Johnson. You can see his ministry there. Pastor Robert Huff, who you heard speaking tonight, a very powerful word of God, encouraging the people of God to stand on God's promises. He can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, X 1430 or 1340, only in North Carolina right now, but the radio station is trying to make it so that other folks in different states can stream. Minister Emmanuel Hogs and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on their prayer news network at 9 o'clock p.m. on some days, leave on Fridays. The phone number is 339-209-6891. You can even call in to get a number of previously recorded sessions. And I know there are some ministries that I may have missed, and if you would like me to list them next time, please feel free to go to our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast. And Evangelist Hameen, that address that people can send things to if they so desire.
Yes, that address is P.O. Box 7148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And you can feel free to reach out to us in writing by
sending it to that P.O. box. Again, it's P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Do you have any other announcements?
Just that our 58th annual church anniversary is still continuing on. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Sunday at 11 a.m. and then Sunday night at 7 o'clock p.m. And
do you want to give that number?
That's what I was. Do you have that number as well? The 508.
Yes, I do have the number. It's 508-924-2348. Again, that number is 508-924-2348. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you have any other announcements?
I don't believe you have any other.
Amen. We praise the Lord. We just thank God because God has really been blessing us in a great and a mighty way all week long. Praise be to God. And the word of God has been coming. Our souls have truly been fed. Amen. And we invite you to go ahead and call in and listen to the service on tomorrow evening. I believe the time, as was announced earlier, will be 6 p.m. instead of 7. Amen. Praise the Lord. And may God bless you greatly, and may heaven smile upon you. And thank you again for your prayers and for your support. And I have a little grandson here who is very excited. Amen.
Amen. Do you have the other grandchildren around? Would they like
they're
to sing a song?
Actually
they just have to sing?
They might want to sing a song. You want to sing a song?
Yeah.
All right, let's sing. What you want to sing? Jesus loves the little children, all children of the world. You want to praise him? Red, they have precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. So they're not all here right now, but nevertheless, we'll get them on and have them sing, if it be the Lord's will, at one of these times.
Amen.
But we do thank God for the radio broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's turned out to be a great blessing for me, and I just thank God because I'm getting the feedback that many are blessed through the radio ministry. And all glory and honor to God. Amen. Amen. Had it not been for him, then none of this could be possible. And again, I thank God that we are standing on the promises of God, and I want to encourage you to continue to stand on the promises of God. Don't be moved out of your place, but stay right there. Amen. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back. I don't care what progress you've made. It may seem like you're not moving any further or seem like you just can't do anything else or can't progress. You just stay still and wait on the Lord, and he will surely come through for you. Just keep standing on the promises of God. We're so grateful. We thank God for all things. And at this time, this does conclude our radio broadcast, but I really wanted to hear a selection from Evangelist Khadija. You feel like giving a selection?
Yeah. I was guilty of all the charges, doomed and disgraced. But Jesus, with his special love, saved me by his grace. He pleaded, pleaded my case. So glad that Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm saved through grace and faith. I was guilty for so long. I lived in sin too long. Oh, but Jesus, with his special love, reached out with his arm so strong. He picked me up, turned me around, gave me a brand new song. So glad that Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now to him I belong.
Hallelujah.
They may remember and remember.
Remember
some of the things I've done.
Yeah.
But
Jesus,
with special love.
Baby
for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
He put me on the
right road.
He lifted my heavy load. So glad that
Jesus
dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm free down in my soul. I'm going to hit stop because I don't have
the right back up. Hey, man, that's all right. Praise the Lord. We have the three Hamins. We have Zion Hamin, Dea Hamin, and we have David Hamin. And let me see if they can sing now. Y'all want to sing the song?
No.
Come on, let's sing. Jesus, come on. Jesus loves the little children. You want to sing?
No.
All the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white.
There were
first
the tight.
Little children of the world. Come on, help Judah sing it.
Jesus
loves the little children.
Sing, children.
Children of the world. Sing, come on. Red, yellow, black, and white. There were precious and tight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Sing it one more time.
Jesus sing that line. Sing it. Children of the world. Come on, sing it loud. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for that selection.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for Hamin children, 2, 3, and 4 years old. Hallelujah. We thank God for the broadcast. May the Lord bless you greatly. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. Good night.